Candidates for First Communion, please stand. Well, congratulations. Are you ready for this day? Excited about this day? Everybody's been making it a big deal, huh? First Communion. What's the big deal? This morning, I am making my 8,643rd communion. And no one's throwing me a party. But it is a big deal. You are making a step, a huge step in growing in your faith, in growing in your relationship with Christ Jesus. It is a big deal. We're excited for you. Are you guys excited? Good. Are you nervous? Yes. Why? Why are you nervous? Look around. You've got your family here. You've got your friends. Even the strangers over on the wings. They're part of your family. We're all in this together. You are part of us. And you're making a big step. And we're here to support you, cheer you on, celebrate with you. So don't be nervous. There are no strangers here for you. Only family. But I can understand why you're nervous. We're always nervous about things that are important to us. So you're just taking this day seriously. This day is important to you. But I want you to be more than nervous, be excited. Celebrate this day. Now, before you can make your first communion, we have to make sure that you are ready. That you can pass the exam. Can you hear that groan? A few of us here didn't pass the exam the first time. Now, I told you about the exam. This is not a surprise to you. Last week, I told you, be prepared, study hard, cram if you must. Did your parents help you? Parents prepared you for everything that I might ask? So, your question this morning. Compare and contrast the understanding of transubstantiation as found in the two most preeminent transcendental Thomists of the 20th century, Karl Rahner and Bernard Lonergan. You got that? Now, who wants to go first? None of you? Oh. You know, the people at the 7:45 Mass, we did a dry run of this, and they couldn't answer it either. But I'm confident in you. You probably just need a few moments to put your thoughts together, right? So why don't you sit, think about it. We'll ask your parents if they have any ideas. Parents, please stand. Didn't you go over that question with your kids? It was the footnote on the second to the last page of the workbook. Parents, thank you very much. Thank you for being faithful to the promise you took years ago. Do you remember when your children were baptized? You made promises. You promised that you would share your faith with them. You promised that you would teach them about our Lord Jesus Christ. You promised that you would show them what it is to be a disciple. And now, here they are, getting ready to make their first communion, make another step in their faith journey. The parents, well done. Congratulations. Are you still nervous, parents? Thank you for being faithful to those promises. You can sit. Ah, now my first communicants. Have you put your thoughts together? Well, let's ask some other questions. You are making your first communion this morning, right? It's one of the seven... sacraments. Are there any other terms that we use for communion? Anything else that comes to mind? Thanksgiving? There's a Greek word for Thanksgiving. Do you remember what that Greek word is? Eucharist! Boy, you guys are brilliant. Any other phrases, terms that come to mind? Gathering, the breaking of the bread. Whenever you see that in Scripture, think communion. Whenever you see Jesus sitting down to eat, that's a story about Eucharist. Any other words, phrases? Community. What else down here? Body and blood of Christ. Do you know the Latin term for body of Christ is? Do you know what that is? Corpus Christi, brilliant. Anything else? How about peanut gallery? Anything else come to mind? Mass, sacred liturgy, Lamb of God, sacrificial victim, Blessed Sacrament. Do you know what that term sacrament, what a sacrament is? A sacrament. Outward sign instituted by Christ that gives grace. You remember that, right? Sacraments usher forth the real presence of our Lord. All sacraments are unique encounters with the real presence of our risen Lord. It's a unique encounter. This morning, you all are going to have that unique encounter for the first time. The word for me to describe this sacrament that's been getting more and more meaning, I've been wrestling and dwelling with this word, is communion. What does that word literally mean? Communion. To come together, the gathering, the community, coming together to be one with. And that's what the sacrament is all about. To be one with. To be one with our Lord. Did you pay attention to the gospel reading? Gospel reading. Jesus is at the Last Supper. He's preparing the apostles for what's going to happen the next day, what's going to happen in 3 days, what's going to happen beyond. Take and eat. Take and drink. This is my body, this is my blood. And he tells them this morning, My Father and I will come to you. We will make our dwelling with you. We will be intimate with you, ever close to you. We will be one with you. Be with that image. Be one with our Lord. So intimate, so close to our Lord. To enter into communion with our God. The other thing about that word, communion, it's not just me and God. It's not just you and God. It's everyone who is intimate with the Lord. Everyone who has entered into communion with the Lord. That is a special relationship. And so it's not just you and God, it's you and everyone else. The body of Christ. Together. Intimate. Close. United with our Lord and united with one another. Communion is not just an object out there. Up on the altar. Communion is an activity. We enter into communion with our Lord. We enter into communion with his body. So remember that. Always. There are no strangers here. We are one together. Are you guys ready for your first communion? Are you prepared for it? Yes? How about you all? Ready? Prepared? Excited? Then let us all stand, because I think you are prepared. I know you've been getting ready for this day. So we're not going to delay it any longer. Together, let us profess our great faith.